Welcome to the latest global news, recorded at 14 hours GMT on the 12th of July. I'm Rob Broomby with a selection of highlights from across the BBC World Service news today. And now, a year and a half since the disastrous Haiti earthquake, there are serious questions about the quality of the reconstruction effort being raised by an American news weekly called The Nation. It says one of the biggest reconstruction agencies working in Haiti, the Clinton Foundation, has delivered poor quality, unsafe and inappropriate buildings in their effort to help the population. Lawrence Pollard spoke to Isabel MacDonald and Isabeau Doucette, two reporters for The Nation periodical. They gave him more details about the faults they'd discovered.
The Clinton Foundation announced that they would urgently build hurricane shelters in time for the hurricane season last year. And they're sort of prefab wooden boxes elevated on cinder blocks with metal anchoring going into the ground. They're extremely hot. And they're not quite adapted to the landscape. Usually when you would have a trailer like this, it would have to be ventilated. There would have to be some kind of air conditioning. The air is extremely humid and dank, and so the walls are starting to mold as well. Every time it rains, rain gets in, seeps in. There's water marks in many of the trailers, and several of them have visibly started to rot, you know.
Right, so they're wooden, and they're not very ventilated, neither of which sound ideal. What's the experience of the youngsters who are going to school in this kind of combo hurricane shelter school affair?
Well, as the school teachers said, you know, the kids are constantly falling asleep. It's very hard for them to concentrate. As the kids say, their vision goes dark. They get these extreme headaches regularly, not just in the classroom where we found elevated levels of formaldehyde, but across the board. They're just very, very hot.
At noon, the class gets so hot, we get headaches. And we go to the teacher for him to give us painkillers.
You feel your head is spinning. You see darkness. I see it spinning and have to stop moving, otherwise I'd fall.
You say elevated levels of formaldehyde. This is something that we've heard before in terms of emergency shelter. How reliable are your sources and your investigations into what you seem to be suggesting is a form of kind of mild poisoning?
What we found was that in one of the classrooms that we tested, which is being used as a classroom for 12-year-old children, there was a level of formaldehyde which was 2.5 times higher than what the U.S. government warned could cause adverse health effects over the long term.
Now, this is interesting because you've kind of gone to the ground and you've found we've just heard some of the youngsters talking there about some of the problems. But the larger question that the problems on the ground suggests, I suppose, is the decision-making difficulties when you're trying to deal with a huge reconstruction project like Haiti. Now, you said, obviously, the Clinton Foundation is crucial when it comes to this. What have people been telling you about, people on the ground, Haitians, about how the reconstruction program has actually been handled and what you can learn from an example like this one about the trailers?
They were supposed to be built, I mean, as schools and as hurricane shelters, and they were supposed to have generators and latrines. If you're going to take people out of an emergency situation and put them somewhere, you have to provide them with toilets and somewhere to, you know, wash their hands. So one of the school directors, Demosthène Lubert, expressed kind of disappointment when he heard the name Clinton. He thought, wow, Clinton is going to rebuild my school, going to, you know, provide us with a modern institution with, you know, solar powered lights perhaps, or desks or Wi-Fi. But we didn't get so much as a toilet. You know, this was his disappointment.
I believed that the great Clinton Foundation, given that we're talking about a school, would build latrines for us so that the children could respond to their physiological needs safely, given that we're under the iron rule of cholera. But it's not finished. It's not too late. We're waiting. Waiting for a lot of things from Clinton. And Clinton can do good things for Haiti.
In terms of the wider issues of how aid is decided on and distributed, what are the lessons that you draw from this case about, for example, let's talk specifically about Haiti, getting Haitians what they need and what they want?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that these things have been written about so much. Community consultation, sustainable development, you know, green solutions, alternatives, all these buzzwords, you know, have been incorporated into what they say they're going to do. And yet this project seems like a kind of classic example almost from the middle of the 20th century of, you know, how not to do things, you know, and a kind of aid strategy designed from afar with little understanding of what's going on the ground.
But what's really worrying about this is that this is the first project of the commission that was established to ensure effectiveness and accountability and transparency and sustainable development in Haiti's post-earthquake rebuilding. And this is a project that is coming from the co-chair of this commission, Bill Clinton. So if it's a problem at the very heart of the efforts to build back better in Haiti, we can only imagine what's going on with the rest of the country's reconstruction a year and a half after the earthquake.
Isabeau Doucet and Isabel MacDonald talking to Lawrence Pollard. The BBC approached the Clinton Foundation for a response to these allegations and are still awaiting a reply. However, Laura Graham, the Foundation's chief operating officer, has told The Nation that the organisation is not expert in hurricane shelter construction. She says the contract to build the shelters was awarded on the basis of a limited request for proposals from 9 companies. She added that the decision was informed by recommendations from a panel including experts. The same panel was responsible for due diligence to ensure air quality.